new CD by the Charlie Hunter Quintet called Right Now Move on Ropadope Records features harmonica, saxophone, trombone, drums, and some staccato guitar chords supported by a funky bass line. There's no bass player listed in the liner notes because Charlie Hunter does double duty. He plays the bass notes and guitar lines on his custom-made 8-string guitar. The 35-year-old musician grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, playing the usual 6-string instrument. At 14, he was taking lessons from master guitarist Joe Satriani. Hunter's proficiency grew. Then, as he listened to the playing of Joe Pass and Tuck Andress, Hunter decided that he wanted and needed more than 6 strings.
The thing about the 6-string is that the 6 strings is that I really was hearing a bass component to this, and I really wanted to have the ability to have a lot more range, and unfortunately with that, a lot more difficulty in learning how to play the instrument.
I want you to describe the guitar that you've brought with you. Beautiful wooden body, made by Novak, who
right.
custom makes them for you. The frets kind of...
They fan out.
Yeah, why? What's with that?
Well, that's the thing that Ralph Novak, he's got the patent on that. He came up with this idea. And the basic physics of it is that, you know, if you look at a grand piano, the lower you go down the keyboard, the longer the piano gets, right? So it's all about surface area. You need more surface area to generate the overtones that will make a deeper note, a bass note. And the higher you go, the shorter it goes, because you need less surface area to generate the harmonics you want to hear from the high ones. So because this instrument has so much range in it, from down here to up that, or even... that high, I have to have this system to do this instrument, because if I didn't, it would sound like somewhere between, like a cross between like a rubber band and a banjo. So, which I do sound like sometimes just myself.
By choice.
Not sometimes. Meaning to, not by choice.
Oh, not by choice.
I mean, the bass is... That's the bass alone.
Okay.
And then the guitar alone is just the guitar.
Now, are the strings all attached to the same amplifier?
No, they're not. The bass, again, is like more trouble I keep getting myself into. The bass strings go to a bass amplifier because I need the big sound to generate those low tones and a big speaker to generate those. And the guitar goes into the guitar amp because I need the exact opposite for those strings.
Is it like playing two instruments at once for you?
It kind of is. I mean, it started out that way when I was younger and doing it. I had this really macho attitude that I was going to have to learn how to play everything the fast guitar players play and the cool bass players play and put it all together at once on this instrument. And as I got older and wiser, I realized that that wasn't really a possibility. But out of that, what I had perceived as a liability actually is an asset, because it forced me into a position where, instead of trying to be corny on bass and guitar at the same time, I have to kind of develop my own sound on this instrument. And I continue to do that.
Every once in a while, it sounds like I'm hearing an organ.
Yeah, that's some trickery. But, I mean, I did check out a lot of organ players as far as having something I could have an idea of someone who was playing, you know, two parts at once. And when I did that, I was just doing it. I'll just give you a real typical kind of corny organistic kind of thing.
Go ahead.
You know, like... Right? Just kind of corny, you know... Right, and that's without the sound. And that still sounds like an organ to me, but then I put it through a Leslie speaker and you really get that organ feel, you know. You know, I got into this probably trying to be a show-off, you know, but the reality of it is that it puts me in a cool space in the music on the bandstand, because, you know, the dynamics between the players and myself are different than they would be had I been a bass player and a guitar player, because I'm taking up a different chunk of the musical atmosphere. It makes the drummer have to relate differently to me, and the saxophone player relate differently to me, and thus they end up relating differently to each other as well. So it's kind of like automatically puts the music in a different place, which is kind of cool.
You're with a quintet on the new CD.
Yeah.
So you've got, what, a saxophone player,
right.
A harmonica player?
Chromatic harmonica. Gregoire Murray, John Ellis is on tenor sax and double on bass clarinet. And Curtis Folks plays trombone. And Derek Phillips is on the drum set.
Do you overdub when you're recording?
No. We play live 200 or so times a year, and I really want the experience to be more about the live experience, you know? And I want to be able to do everything live that I do on the record.
And you want to be able to show off the group as well as yourself as a soloist.
With the quintet, more I really want to show off the group. You know, I don't want to do any grandstanding. And for me, the fun about it was to arrange for that horn section, because it's kind of unprecedented to have a chromatic harmonica kind of as a lead instrument in the horn section. You can't really use the same voicings you would use if it were a trumpet, because the harmonica sits in such a different place. So much of it is about orchestrating and writing for that particular horn section and those particular people as well.
The arrangement of Wade in the Water. I mean, here we're dealing with a really old spiritual and one of the few public domain
right.
pieces on the CD. First of all, why this? Why this arrangement? What appealed to you?
Well, I've always listened to a lot of old gospel music. You know, the Highway QCs, the Soul Stirrers, the Swan Silvertones, Golden Gate Quartet, whatever. I'm into that music. And Wade in the Water was always kind of a seminal tune, so I was hearing it as like an Afro-Cuban 6-8 kind of vibe, and I just arranged that and took it into the studio, and they licked it. I think it was our first take.
Swinging.
My mom had a lot of cool records around the house growing up. I listened to a lot of old country blues, you know, Robert Johnson, Lead Belly, even real obscure stuff like Barbecue Bob and Henry Thomas. And, you know, because of the guitar, I got into, like, can you teach me, you know, a Beatles song, or I want to learn how to play Peaches and Herb or whatever was on the radio at that time, you know. So it just started out like that. And then I'm really omnivorous when it comes to music and guitar players.
So it's been a combination and accumulation of influences. Is it true your mom made an amplifier for you?
Yeah, she did, actually. She did.
How is it that your mom could make an amplifier for you?
Oh, she's crazy like that. I mean, she repaired guitars, and she worked at this guitar store, Subway Guitars, in Berkeley, California. It's kind of like a famous counterculture place, and you know, I guess she decided, I'm not spending money on an amplifier, I'm going to make you one. So I guess her friend showed her, she got a Radio Shack kit. But I think really her attitude about that was like, I'm going to make him an amplifier that is 1 watt so that he can't disturb anything or anybody, because it was really quiet. I could get it to sound like a Marshall stack, but nobody could hear it outside of my room.
Can you pick up a 6-string anymore? Do you care to?
Well, I mean, I can pick it up, but I don't have a sound on it. I don't have a concept on it. It's the equivalent of, you know, thousands and thousands of years ago, Japanese people came from China, you know, but they're no longer Chinese, are they? They're Japanese. So it's kind of one of those things. And I feel like the more evolved I become on my instrument, the less and less of a guitar player I become, too. So it's probably better for me to avoid the 6-string guitar.
You've already made the great migration from 6-string. So.
Plus, whenever I play 6-string, the only vocabulary I have on it is like ignorant 20-year-old vocabulary. So I don't think anyone really wants to hear that anyhow.
Well, let's hear some educated 35-year-old on the 8-string that you have. Is there something you'd like to play at length? You've demonstrated for us, but I think it might be fine to hear some real music for a change.
Sure, I'll play a little thing. I'll try to get through it solo.
Thank you.
Great. Charlie Hunter playing his 8-string electric guitar for us here at NPR's Studio 4A. His new CD with the Charlie Hunter Quintet is called Right Now Move, and it's on Ropadope Records. Charlie, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much.
No, pleasure's been mine. Thank you.
For audio and video clips of Charlie Hunter in action, visit our website at npr.org. Our feature was produced by Ned Wharton. Our engineers are Chris Nelson and Burke Hunt.